Several weeks ago, I found myself with a few other mathematicians and two dogs wandering through the chilly and bare woods just past the Dartmouth Skiway in the northeast corner of Lyme, New Hampshire, in search of an old graveyard. We were looking for the Tinkhamtown Cemetery, which my friend Peter, a Hanover native, had heard about from his mother. The history of this possibly legendary graveyard is a bit sketchy. The land we were tromping around on had once been the property of one Ebenezer Tinkham, a Revolutionary War veteran who had served in the Navy. Together with his son Cyrus, he had bought the land from Harvey Holt. Cyrus later bought out his father's stake, but eventually he went mad and the land was sold off by his guardian. This area came to be known as Tinkhamtown, and as the story goes, housed a small cemetery. My friend Peter had decided he had to find the graveyard. So there we were, dogs and mathematicians, crunching through the leaves late one winter's afternoon. As we wandered around, I tried to keep track of our location, but at some point I realized that I was lost. Visions of the Blair Witch Project began to dance in my head, and I nervously asked Peter if he knew where we were. He responded dejectedly that yes, he did, and that this was the whole problem, because as we all knew, the best way to find Tinkhamtown Cemetery was to get lost. You see, what Peter had in mind was the story of another mathematician walking in the woods, the famous Hungarian mathematician George Polya. As the legend goes, Polya was wandering in the woods outside Zurich, Switzerland, and over the course of his walk, kept bumping into an acquaintance of his who was spending the day strolling with his fiancée. These frequent meetings became a real source of embarrassment for Polya, and that evening he decided to see if mathematics could help show why this kept happening. Polya studied a simplified version of the problem, which is called the drunkard's walk. Imagine that you are in New York City. It's been a long day and you go into a friendly local tavern to unwind. After a little bit too much unwinding, you come out of the bar and start wandering randomly through the city. Like many big cities, New York is largely laid out on a grid, like a checkerboard, so that in your tipsy state, at each corner you have an equal chance of going east, west, north, or south. The question is, will you make it home? Polya proved that assuming you can walk for an infinite amount of time, then eventually you will come to every point in the city. The implication is that Polya had to keep running into the happy couple. Well, assuming he was a bit drunk. History does not reveal if his friends believed him. The sort of process that Polya studied is called a random walk, and it is a particular example of something called a stochastic process, a subject which has been applied to a wide range of topics, including the prediction of the stock market, genetics, and even musical composition. When you are reeling through the streets of New York, this is the two-dimensional version of the problem. But the same problem can be posed in any number of dimensions. In the one-dimensional version, you can only go north or south at each corner. And again, the same thing happens. You visit all corners along this infinite street infinitely often. In the three-dimensional version, it's as if at each corner you could also choose to go up or down, sort of like an infinite jungle gym. But in this case, something strange happens. You are no longer guaranteed to visit every corner. The moral is simple. Don't get drunk in three dimensions. Needless to say, we didn't find the Tinkhamtown Cemetery that day. But next time, we'll remember our mathematics and do our best to lose our way. After all, it wouldn't be the first time that someone got lost while doing a math problem. From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.